Okay. Welcome, everybody, to WalkingTerraChrista.com's Clarion Temple of Oneness call for Monday, the 30th of July, 2012. I'm going to bring in the energies, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma. It's a fine platinum weave that comes down around your four-body system. Feel that coming in now as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, it'll be stripped away, taking with it anything that does not serve us, the lower frequencies that can be cleared away. Then we bring in the violet and pink flame, activating our heart chakra, extending out through our four-body system, our physical, mental, emotional, and etheric, transmuting with healing and compassion anything else that remains. And then we ask for the golden flame from Lord Buddha. Come up from our earth star, up through our heart chakra, through our crown, out to the soul star, so that it spins clockwise and simultaneously around us. We are encased within it, and it forms a pyramidal-like structure around us individually and as the group Merkaba. See yourself inside that, creating a pyramidal-like structure on which we will place spiritual mirrors on the pyramid walls, reflecting back anything not of the 144th dimension of the God Force. Reflect that back to Source. Breathe that in. And here's Melaresi.
Thank you. Let's all take a deep breath. We are coming up on the full moon this week. This full moon, I don't have a whole lot of details, but represents the male essence as we felt the new moon energies of the female essence, our strength and courage and movement opening up. So it's going to be a very powerful time. Our Wednesday night class also, we forgot to mention ahead of time, will be the full moon ceremony. So if you would like to invite anyone else, please do so. Take a deep breath. Put those intentions out as I ring the bowl. Take a deep breath. We're going to call upon our frequencies of our I Am Presence to come fully through our Antakaran bridge to create the oxytonal alignment for us within our physical body. As it blends down into the rainbow bridge and into our soul star, it sparkles of many colors of light, opening up our central canal through each chakra, first through the crown, the third eye, the throat, thymus, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root, spinning down through our limbs into our earth star. As the earth star and the soul star now spin simultaneously, creating heaven and earth right within us, connecting with our solar plexus, our heart, and our thymus as one unified chakra. Two more beings of light will come into our physical structure to align the physical body with the internalization of what we just did. And through our shoulder joints, side meridians, hips, knees, ankles, and feet, we are now encased within us, around us, of heaven and earth. Feel our Merkaba vehicle now being activated as the meridians all match up. Feel that spinning in a clockwise manner. As we're going to travel to the Clarion Temple of Oneness, we move off of the earth plane. Feel ourselves spinning upwards into the solar level, the galactic level, the universal level, and the multi-universal level. We see ourselves land in a field of flowers. Let's walk through the field of flowers first. Feel all the different colors. Feel the higher essences blending with the colors within us. As we see the rainbow bridge, which is the bridge towards the temple, we walk across the bridge and we see many souls awaiting our arrival. And we walk up the garden pathway. We see many elementals and angelic forms and all beautiful forms of light. As we walk towards the temple, up the steps of the temple of a silver, bluish, luminescent building, we see Archangel Michael's warriors at the gateway. And we also see Yom Tam Leas of Fred's higher self greeting us. Feel his essence. As we walk into the amphitheater all the way down to the first row. Take a moment and let's just breathe and feel the energies. Divine Mother and Divine Father God of the Cosmic Grace and Just Son at your service. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. In this moment, we're very pleased once again to be here with each of you in the Clarion Temple of Oneness. There is a important aspect of this week's energy that we're going to ask each of you to fully be in your own power. This year of 2012, we are past the halfway mark of the golden era coming in to each of you and through the planet. And we know that each of you are feeling the effects of this golden ring of fire fully accelerating the planet. It is at this time the Olympics is taking place, but there is a diverse amount of energy within that beautiful event. So we're going to infiltrate within each of you more of an essence to hold on to what you have created, as there may be conflictions or interruptions trying to infuse themselves in a different way than they have been previously. The games have begun, and that is not just about the Olympics. But the light upon this planet is increasing in folds and folds within the ever movements of energies around the world. But within that, there is a great majority of individuals that do not realize the elements that are occurring in each of their minds and their hearts that are not fully part of their own essences. So we call upon the higher realms this evening of the intergalactics, of the angelic forms and the formlessness to assist each of you and each of us, because we are affected by everything that you are experiencing. This is not a message of fear. It is a message of strength. That what you have been experiencing through your own pathway onto this earth has assisted us to become even deeper into the hearts and the minds of many others, not just those worshiping the essence of God, but those that are embracing their own essence of God within them. Because this is truly what we want to embody into everyone upon this planet. We will not affect everyone, but we will affect the majority through this essence. So this evening, we want to infiltrate a higher frequency of light than has been done in the last couple of weeks to assist you in this process. Let us take a deep breath. Those of you that experienced the seminar from Archangel Michael, and those that did not experience the seminar, we're going to infiltrate parts of those elements through Michael this evening, of him just being with us. So feel the effects of your own God essence self in the angelic form of all that you are. As we increase the faculties here, we will just open up the energies, and then additional frequencies will be coming through to assist you through the rest of our exchange this evening. Breathe deeply, and we're going to just bring in the essences of all capabilities that you are into the structure and the vehicle that you are embracing in these moments. We will be moving into the structures of releasing any fear-based elements, any lower thoughts, insecurity issues, imbalanced issues, that they're all going to assist you in the process of being in full capability of your light. Oh, yeah. As you look at the temple, see the fluctuations of the light from the base, almost as if you were in a light show. The light show is going to be here within the temple of all the rays of God, of the blues and greens and yellows and oranges and goldens and whites and crystalline and pearlescent and many colors upon colors. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feel the walls behind everybody just fluctuating with these colors of light. Feel the frequencies flowing through you now, as all aspects within your etheric body or your emotional or your mental body are being transformed into these facets of light, laser beams of light, dots of light just continually blinking around us. Feel the blue. Feel the crystalline. Feel the ruby red. Feel the indigo, feel the orange and the red and the higher pinks and the lavenders and the gold and luminescent pink orange, seafoam green. Feel it moving up higher, higher into the temple. So everything's light formations, everything's just shining. All the souls that are sitting here are just reverberating with these energies, reverberating of the energies till we move you up into the top of the God Force. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Allow these frequencies just to fill you. Breathe through that essence. Breathe through the frequencies coming through you. And then allow it to transform. And allow those elements to go back into the light. Back into the light. It's coming to us and going through us. And coming to us and going through us. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. Feel the frequency. As Divine Mother and Divine Father God, we stand here in this frequency with you as each of you embody. This allows us to now blend within the colors until we're a stream of light around the temple. Feel the stream of light swirling and swirling. Swirling and swirling and running and around, and feel the essences that we are as we're blending into the one. As we stand here in the middle of the temple, you blend your energies, every soul, every essence of the millions of souls that are here from all the different levels of the earth energies, the interplanetary energies, the solar energies. Feel the essences of the masters. Feel the essences of the teachers. Feel the essences of all your lifetimes coming together into oneness now in this frequency of light that we are. Let us now take a deep breath and feel that oneness, the beginning stages that we are in all interplanetary lives, in all universal structures of the galactics, the intergalactics, and the higher multi-universals, into the cosmic frequencies that we are. Feel the essence blending into the oneness. Om Nani Nani 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 deeper and deeper than you ever have before. Feel the frequency of our oneness of the God force that we are together. The Dewey speaking to you is the Divine Mother and Father God, but we are reflecting to you as you are reflecting to us. As we all reflect together, we feel your essences blending within us, blending within our ability to fully allow the higher creation to fully be embodied within each of you. You are the strength, you are the power of this earth. You are truly embodying this essence from us in this moment. We, the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, fully embrace this moment that we are together. Remember, it is a reflection. It is a reflection of our light, and it is also a remembrance of whom we were before we separated. Feel that essence that you are now fully embodied within you. And hold that frequency. This is your strength. This is your power. This is your ability to mold the essence onto this earth through your vehicle. We are transparent, we are translucent, but we are very powerful within each other. We, the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, are ecstatically pleased to give you this expression. Because it is not just our expression, it is each of your expressions. The souls that are embodied here within the temple at this moment in time. Allow us to take a deep breath and bring those essences from everyone else into your body. Feel the power of what everyone else on this level feels about you. This is your strength. This is your ability to mold whom you are into your physical creation. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. Now step aside to allow the rest of the energies to take place. So moon to be in the light of the Christ that we are together. We are one. I am that I am that I am, I am that I am that I am that I am that I am, I am, I am you. You are me. We are one. Take a deep breath. Feel these essences blending through our physical body, our etheric body, our emotional body, our mental body as it becomes one body of light with our spiritual body, tingling sparkles of light filtering through our entire essence. The physical body is accepting these higher realms of thought, of feeling, of expression, fully within us. It is our divine pleasure in this very moment to come forward and to speak after the Divine Mother and Father God in the expression of what is occurring around the world, what is occurring on the planet, outside of the planet, and beyond. I am Ashtar Command at your service. It's been quite some time since I have spoken in the temple, but I see the glorious lights and the beautiful transitions that have occurred here. I have been watching, but I have not been speaking. I take within each of you an element that you are expressing into my heart. Because we are coming more into completeness of universal structures coming together. As our goal in the present time is never so more important. Many are waiting for the ships. Many are seeing the ships. Many are seeing the life formations. Many are working with us. Meditations, dream states, and awake state. Many of us are planted upon the earth to assist. Interdimensional travel is becoming more commonplace. And I express to you, allow your inner self to be the one that guides you. There are moments in history. Access code accepted. This conference is being recorded. As there are interruptions everywhere, in each moment we just received one such interruption. And the most important focal point that I am bringing forth. This is a remembrance for everyone. I am not only here to speak about the infiltration of universal, galactic, multi-universal, cosmic energies all coming into creation, as I was explaining about multidimensional travel, interaction with all frequencies of light. We had an interruption through technology, but that interruption was interplaced at a very specific point in time. This is to give each of you a remembrance that you will receive interruptions. You will receive interruptions because of where the earth is not fully incorporating yet. So many want to move from point A to point B without learning what those travels mean and bringing those interdimensional frequencies within themselves. It is part of the conditioning, and not just on a human form, but an intergalactic form. Each of you are, many of you are very anxious. You mirror that to us and all our forms. And we are even more anxious than you. We have been awaiting for the awakening of the planet, of the majority of individuals to fully be able to access our frequencies, and not just for us to infiltrate within, as your movies portray. And then your minds portray. Yes, we are active. We need to be active. But we will tell you that we are much more active on an interdimensional frequency than we are on a physical level. The ones that see the lights and the ships are the ones that need to be awakened the most. Each of you are not in that space. You're already awakened. You already know there is interplanetary life. You already feel in your heart you desire it because you are feeling it from the multidimensional timelines of yourself. Many of you have chosen to be here from inner star systems into the earth plane to help awaken. What our goal is in this moment is to strengthen that bond. Strengthening the bond of our light together. It is not just about us making ourselves aware. And yes, there are negotiations and there are discussions of multi-levels that are occurring. But please know that we are at a very specific element of time that is a fraction of what you have been experiencing previously. The life formations coming onto the planet have been many, and the dark formations have been almost as many. At this point, we are at the culmination between the two. If you take the energy and you see it moving from the basis of the earth and going up above into the interplanetary forms, into the heavens, there's a point of fraction. The point of fraction is now. And we are here to assist you to create more strengthening power and light within yourself, because you are the torchbearers, the light workers, the ones that are going to create this light frequencies. Much talk is done about the lower energies, the Illuminati, the government forces that are structuring to destroy this earth or to control it. But what about the light fractions that are occurring in the same moment? And this is what we must concentrate on, especially at this very critical time of the Olympics. This is when people are awakened all around the world, watching each other. What a perfect moment in time for both sides to influence their energies onto every individual being. So tonight, in this moment, we of the Ashtar command, my commanding ship and all the other ships, shall make a point in reference through each of you. We are very aware of what is occurring in these moments, as some of you are very aware, as has been shown by the opening ceremonies. This moment in time is critical to bring forth the increased movement within each awakened being upon the planet at this time. The other side cannot infiltrate in this way. They can infiltrate through control. They can infiltrate through their media. They can infiltrate through their thoughts, through their videos. but they cannot infiltrate with the frequency that we shall share with you this evening, because they don't have the capability to do so. They think that they do, because there are some infiltrated with this frequency. But remember, what we are bringing forth this evening is the cosmic level. This is something they cannot reach. Their interplanetary forces are way below what you are incorporating within you. So why give them a doorway? So we're going to help you close that doorway. Close the doorway of your own ability to move way beyond. As you are transferring your frequencies this evening, we will assist in this process. We ask of you to fully accept what we will bring forth to you, because within the next 5 to 7 day period, there will be more increased activity. And with this increased activity, you will be a grounding force within yourself and around you to fully infiltrate more light than you ever thought possible from a galactic source. And this galactic source, of course, includes all spiritual masters and light beings, the cosmic energies of the Divine Mother and Father God, all the great central suns, and all the universes upon universes. That is what we represent, the Galactic Council of Light. And let us begin. Allow yourself to feel the frequency of light as shared by our Divine Mother and Father God of the cosmic forces. You feel an essence of a rocket ship of energy coming down within the temple now. That would look to your eyes as if it was fireworks, but straight arrows coming downwards of many different colors infiltrating within you, to help you to remember your galactic heritages, as many, if not all of you, incorporate. Isn't that why you are here, to fully embody the light at the highest source available and to assist the planet deeply? Breathing deeply, feel these sparkles of light coming down as if there are rockets going downwards instead of upwards, and they're sparkling within you in colors of high multitude of golden yellows and silveries and shimmering colors, not so much of deeper colors, but you may see colors within that. As it comes down within the temple, now they circulate around the circumference of the temple, and all the lights are being illuminated, as was shared earlier, by the cosmic great central sun. And feel this frequency coming down. First, it's very slowly. We want you to incorporate and feel this essence within you. Don't think about your bodily systems as separate, because right now, in the cosmic level, you are one spiritual being of light. You have infiltrated your angelic self and your formlessness. So you have the power of the levels of 144,000 incorporating within you now. There is nothing in the world that can infiltrate that frequency, because this is you. And together we shall be able to bring forth the acceptance that is necessary. And feel this frequency now coming down. Nani 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 nani. Breathing deeply and breathing deeply, you are now infiltrating your intergalactic humanness, more of the intergalactic frequencies of many star systems, many light frequencies within you. We of the intergalactic force now will put a protective force around each of you, so that you can fully infiltrate these vibrations of this level and to assist others with this vibration just through your breath. You feel it coming through you. This is a frequency that is not available on the earth plane levels up to the 10th. It is way beyond the 10th. So you're going to infiltrate these essences and feel it going around the base structure that you are underneath your Earth Star. And if you're very clairvoyant, you'll be able to see the light formation spinning within you and going down through you. So now we take a moment and breathe this frequency into the United Kingdom. We're doing something we have never done with each of you before, because we believe that you are the frequency that is needed through each of us. And just with your breath, you don't have to feel yourself going there. Just with the breath, because this temple is so large with its frequency of light and its protection, as this is the cosmic frequency of divine oneness. And because as we are within oneness, there can be no individual essences that bothers. So we just intend these frequencies of light. We have our intergalactic warriors here that are going to hold this light within them. They stand around me. There are 12 of them. These 12 are now going to take what you are giving them. Take a moment. And they will be the infiltration. You are the initiator. They will infiltrate the light into these areas that need it the most. It will infiltrate into the stadiums. It will infiltrate into all the areas where the Olympic events are taking place. It will infiltrate into the main stadium and the Temple of the Flame. Take a moment now and feel your own shield around you. There's no infiltration that can happen, because we are here to fully protect you with that. We want each of you now to infiltrate it within you to assist your process of being an intergalactic human and accepting that responsibility. Because in this moment, there are no lower energies. There are no fears. There are no parts of yourself that can reflect those faculties that the essences of the dark energies, the lower energies, are trying to infiltrate. They can only infiltrate within you unless you hold onto that yourself. Feel that essence within you. Feel it deeply in the frequency of light that you are. Now what happens is, with each of us, it increases because we are all working together. So this frequency is light is going to move through the heavens. It will move through all the dimensional frequencies. As Divine Mother and Divine Father God brought you up to the 49th, we're going to bring that down. 48, 47, 46, 45, 43, 44, 42, 41, 40. Breathing deeply, moving now 39 into the multi-universal, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29 universal. Moving into our universe now, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, moving into the solar, 18, 19, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, moving into the earth energy, 8, 7, 6, 5. Feel the essences of the fifth dimensional level be fully within you, fully within you. Aspire of these frequencies, because moving into the fourth will bring in that duality. We're moving out of that duality. This event, this time of the Olympics, is a crucial time to move out of that fourth dimensional reality. Each of you are a major part of this movement because of what you are incorporating. So we call upon your higher selves and your I Am presence and all parts that are in the full comprehension of these cosmic energies to come through you right now. And please know that if you do see any light ships, see any frequencies of light, are visited by Arcturians, Pleiadians, Sirians, beings of the light, the star systems, the Sirius star systems, Andromedans, if you communicate with them, it is because you are ready to receive them. If you are not ready to receive, they will not come to you. They will not be allowed to come into your space. Because you're arising, we're helping you to arise your elements beyond the fifth dimensional comprehension within your physical body. And of course, your consciousness is much higher. So let's move that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is where we really interact with human form when you move into these levels of experience. As we look around the temple right now, everyone is illuminating with this beautiful light that we are together. I just have one more message. Each of you are very powerful. You have incorporated yourself upon this earth with the ability to have the awakening memories within you to assist planetary life. It is with this that we honor you, with the shield, with the interaction, with the ability to work through our ships coming to see us in the evenings when you sleep or in your meditation or your multi-realities, which many are doing in this moment. It is our time to come together, but we will not come for everyone. You must understand this. This is not a global element. We are showing ourselves to those that need to be awakened. And is not to be for entertainment. It is to be for awareness. So look to the skies for the next few days, because you are an intermediary for us to come together in oneness, that each of you have just as much power and much ability as many of us do. And that is the remembrance that we want for you in this moment. So let's take a deep breath and have that remembrance of our galactic family, our galactic selves coming together within this temple. If you feel uncertain about what you're feeling, come to the temple and regenerate these energies within you. Change can be scary, and having the ability to move through multi-levels into other understanding is the ability to fully accept light and allow the darkness to be at those lower levels. They are not part of your reality. Accept that as your mantra. I am a gliding human. I am light. I am love. I am joy. I am power with the light of God. We are right with you through this process, and we thank you for being here this evening, because it will make a difference for this event of light upon. I am Ashtar Command with the Galactic Federation of Light, embracing each of you. So mote it be, it is so. Let's take a deep breath. It's now time for us to leave the temple. As all the souls are leaving, you may embrace or feel exchange energies on a galactic level. Exchange energies quite differently than physical. So just exchange those energies from your heart or your third eye, feeling the frequencies of light. You may see light forms moving all through the temple. You may see masters. You're going to see many different levels within the temple for this evening. Allow us to take the steps upwards to the top, where we are greeted by Yantilas, Fred, higher self of Fred, and Archangel Michael's warriors, light beings, walking down the steps to the garden pathway, feeling all levels of creation. Through the field of flowers, we walk across the rainbow bridge, and we gather together in Merkaba vehicle. It spins off of the multi-universal level, moving down into the universal, spinning downwards, downwards, downwards through the galactic, the solar, and then the earth. We all separate into our separate vehicles, moving into our specific locations. Feeling yourself coming back down into your body. Take a deep breath, spinning downwards. Ground yourself. This is a high frequency of light this evening. You may want to grab your ankles and push your ankles to the floor, or feel a cord coming down your spinal column. Feeling your hips. Breathing into your root with a crystalline light for harmony and balance. Or infiltrating green with a planetary ray for harmony and balance. This is Malarese. Thank you for being with us this evening. As now we move the Clarion Temple up another notch. Namaste.